Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Champion Reads. This is a conversation today with Willie, Blake, Ian, Sturmer, myself, John Kovach Jr., about the Go-Giver, and we've covered a lot of ground. But today we're going to wrap this book up and talk about some really cool stuff. In fact, today's topic of discussion is on the fifth law, or the final law, which is the law of receptivity. And I have a hard time saying that word. Receptivity. Basically, what that word means is the law of receiving, which is the key to effective giving, is to stay open and to receive. And in the book, you know, Joe understands that receiving graciously is essential to maintaining the flow of giving. So we're gonna jump into that topic of conversation, and you know, just giving you a little bit of background about this book right here. Boom, baby, the Go-Giver. Throughout the story, Joe undergoes a transformation as he internalizes these laws and puts them into practice. He discovers that success is, you know, not only solely about taking, but more importantly, it's about giving and adding value to others' lives. And this is a fantastic book, and we continue to encourage everyone to read along with us as the Go-Giver, not the Go-Getter, but the Go-Giver, written by Bob Berg and John David Mann. What a great concept. So let's jump right on into it. The law of receptivity, or otherwise known as the law of receiving. And just guys kicking it off. I mean, we talked about last time, like the law of authenticity, and we talked about how that's so important to be present. I'll kick us off and just ask the question. I mean, how many of us have ever struggled to receive a compliment, you know, like when somebody says, oh man, that's a, for example, I'm conscious of it this morning because I feel like a lumberjack, but you guys say, hey John, that's a nice flannel top. And, you know, from then my next response would be a, like, oh, thank you. Or B, oh no, this is nothing. I mean, this is just something I throw on. Or C, like, you know, actually, this is one of my favorite flannel tops. You know, like, there's a list of options that go through my head when someone compliments me. And when someone throws generosity, authenticity, kindness, compliments towards you, you know, a lot of us have a hard time receiving. And, you know, I want to believe that the reason behind that is because we're a bit insecure. And when it comes to receiving, we like to think of ourselves as givers, and therefore giving is noble, and it's something that we want to you know, be humbled for and all that. But as far as receiving is just as authentic on both ends. And I wanted to kind of kick today's conversations off by expressing that and open it up to discussion. And what do you guys think about that concept? Like, I guess the question is, why do we have a hard time being good receivers, especially when we want to be givers? You know what I mean?
I thought about this morning, because throughout my middle, high school, everything, I was always like, yeah, I am absolutely willing to serve, absolutely willing to give. And anytime anyone needed something, went out of my way to do it. But anytime anyone gave me a gift, anytime anyone gave me a compliment, it was the hardest to receive. Like during Christmas, I'm not, at least, you know, back then I was super, super shy. And whenever people gave me gifts for Christmas, I tried my best to be like so enthusiastic about getting them. Apparently it didn't work from the Christmas videos that I saw afterwards, but it's not that I wasn't grateful for the gift. It was more just the uncomfortable thing of, oh, I should be giving more to you, and don't really need to be receiving myself. And as I thought about that this morning, I thought, isn't it funny how if we don't give, it's selfish? But with that, if we don't receive, it's also selfish. It's this weird paradigm. I don't know if that's the right word. Because like it says in the Go Giver, when you share your when you give to other people, that starts the loop of giving. But the end of that loop to wrap it around to start doing to start giving again is to receive what you've already given. The famous quote, you like give, and a lot more is going to be received back. If you're not willing to be receiving stuff, then you're just giving, and it's very selfish because of one thing. You're thinking of yourself, right? When you give to other people, you're thinking of them. You want to help them. If you also want to help them, you got to realize that the wonderful God above is going to help us when we let other people give to us, when we let other people share with us. So it's funny how it's kind of like, oh, my old mindset was if I don't receive and just like continue to give, I'm the most selfless person. I'm so humble. When in reality is you give, but you also got to be willing to receive it back in, because that is also being selfless. Selfish when you don't take back other people helping you, but selfless, I think I said that right, when you do let things come back. I'll turn it over to you guys to kind of give your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'll jump real quick in and then I'll pass it over to Ian real quick. Is there's this, you know, we're familiar with the term go getter, and then this book is the go giver. The fifth law is different than getting. It's receiving. Receiving is a far more important principle. Therefore, maybe it's go receiving. And if you think of it in that terms, like a go-getter, for lack of better, you know, description, like an athlete, a go-getter is someone who just takes after it, like puts in a ton of effort. A go-giver is equal to that. And they give as much as they get as they go and, you know, go out there and put out that effort. But a go receiver should also recognize the equality in the effort and the intention and energy that goes into it. And, you know, it's not just for others, it's for us, because sometimes we don't open ourselves up to the opportunity to say, thank you, I really appreciate that. I'm going to be present and authentic in this moment to receive. And that's a powerful principle. I want to pass the ball over to Mr. Ian.
Yes, I'm thinking about this. I keep thinking of selfishness. And if I receive something, I'm being selfish. If I'm getting something. And it kind of goes back to the statement in the Bible that the people who make their face look all sad and hungry and all that when they're fasting, they already have their reward. So it kind of think, you know, whether it's that or karma or selfishness, you know, if I've got a big presentation to give, so I go out and I give some money to a homeless person in the morning. So that way the presentation will go good and I'm giving it so I can get something in return. Now I'm being selfish. And I think that's always in the back of, at least for me, my mind, am I just doing something good so I can get something out of it? Is it just being selfish? Or am I learning to simply give for the sake of giving? And as long as there's that kind of dichotomy in it, then I'm afraid to receive things because did I receive it just because I was selfishly giving something, expecting a return? Was I not being honest with myself? So I think there's a guilt, at least for me, that if I receive something, I stop and say, well, was it honestly receiving it, or was I manipulating something so I could get that outcome, and it was all about me all the way along? I don't know if you guys feel that kind of a guilt sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I
for sure do. Go ahead,
Will. Yeah, I know I do. Kind of all the time. It just comes with being self-aware all the time. Like all of us are in the self-development industry. So our minds are always attuned on what can we improve about ourselves? What's going on? So absolutely, Ian. That's for me, just like you, always on top of my mind. Going on with that, I find it an interesting thought how even though we have those thoughts of whether we should receive it or not, it really doesn't matter as much as how the other person feels about it, right? We each have our own go-giving loop that's going on, and only we can choose how we're going to spiral in it, whether we give and whether we receive openly, or we do it through a manipulation thing. That being said, if someone else is giving me something and I'm thinking, oh, I manipulated them into doing it, I'm not going to receive that because that's not what's coming out of it. It really, in my opinion, it doesn't matter as much because the other person's in their own go-giving loop of if we do receive it in a great way, just like we're trained at Champion Circle meetings and trained, you know, just as professionals in general. If you receive a compliment, if you receive a gift, don't be like, oh, I already got that, or oh, I don't think that's a part of me. Just say thank you, right? You say simply thank you for what they give. The other person is going to feel good about it. Whether you want to receive it or not, the other person is going to feel good about it. And it's just good karma. They're gonna continue to give, and the world's going to continue to go around. So whether I myself am just like, oh, I don't deserve of it, in all honesty, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that we just continue to give and be willing to just say thank you to receiving.
Yeah, I'll jump in here and say I love that application. And I was actually going to follow up and ask each of us, and thank you for leading us off, Willie. You know, what are some of the things you would advise that you do to practice receiving? And, you know, equal to getting, equal to giving should be equal as receiving. And we should practice a healthy response, because as Ian described earlier, like some of us can build internal guilt, and it depends on our upbringing. It depends on our background. I know people who are takers, and they're really good at receiving and they're really good at it because they take a lot. And, you know, maybe that's go takers. Maybe they're in a completely different subcategory. And I know I'm kind of expanding our Verizon, our horizons here, but I said Verizon, expanding our horizons. But when it comes to that intentionality that goes into it, I think that receiving, especially on the core level of self, is something that teaches us the value and the positive side to selfishness. Because selfish as a term is sort of a negative connotation, right? It's something that says, wow, you're only thinking about yourself in that moment. But if you think about it, even go giving, and this is the unpopular opinion, and don't come at me with this, unpopular opinion, don't we give also to receive? I mean, most of the time, don't we really just give to receive? It's giving is sometimes a bit selfish because we seek a feeling, we seek a validation, we seek a gratification, some justification, maybe even many times when we do give, because a lot of times we give and expect a thank you, or we expect a response or some sort of reaction. And when we don't, we're upset, or we're like, oh, they're so, you know, that was so ungrateful or whatever. Right. So unpopular opinion, of course, but going back to the positive side of this is how do we practice a authentic, healthy side to go receiving or go receptivity? And Willie started us off a little bit, and I know he'll have more ideas, and I'll share a few too. But he started us off with, you know, just practice saying thank you. And and I'll quickly add to that. You know, you can always say the words, thank you, I receive that. You know, I learned that last night in our mastermind. We had a great conversation with a great speaker and coach. His name's Bob Donnell, and he talks about that. He says, thank you. I receive that, and intentionally saying that out loud, because, you know, when you receive things, you can definitely open yourself up to that. What are your thoughts, Ian? What are some of the things you think are great ways to practice receiving?
I think, not to go into semantics on it, but the difference between taking and receiving, taking is when it's about me getting something from someone else. Receiving is when it's about someone else giving to me. And although the same action may take place, you may give me $5 because you know I'm hungry and you want to help me out. Or I may take $5 from you because I'm hungry and it was sticking out of your back pocket, so I took it. The exact same actions happened in both places. You have $5 less, I have $5 more. But the emotion behind it, the reasoning behind it, is polar opposite. And once we understand that receiving is about the giver, it's not about the receiver. Taking is about the receiver, not the giver. So as we've kind of put that in our mind, receiving is a gift I give to the person who gave me something. So just that idea of how to keep it straight in our mind. And I think as we do that in receiving, we can then be grateful to the person who is giving, as opposed to being selfish or guilty about it, simply being grateful that someone has cared enough about us to give us a business deal, a compliment, a smile, whatever it may be. So getting that attitude of gratitude, no rhyme intended with that, but remembering that in the end, it's about the other person, even though we're receiving a benefit from it. So.
Yeah, I'll just quickly respond and jump in there. You know, I've seen also some great practices, and I'll just kind of continue that for a second. Some great practices of receiving by making it a physical experience, and not only is it a gratitude, which gratitude is more than just an expression; it's an emotion. And when you bring the emotions into it, there's some great ways to become a good receiver. And the law of receptivity is all about, you know, being willing to take in as much as you give out. And I've seen people like physically just like hold their arms out and just say, wow. And then they'll slap their arms or their hands to their chest or their heart and they'll say, thank you. And it becomes this experience. And when somebody like for example, if I give William or Ian a gift and you just say, wow, John, thank you. Like that's really nice. Like that's probably the bare minimum that anyone expects to say upon receiving a gift. Right. But as far as like, if I saw William go like, wow, oh man, I feel that, like, thank you. Like, then I might think he's going a little over the top, but I love that response because it's an experience. It's something that's a little bit deeper, a little bit more than just a, wow, thank you. You know, it's more than just words. And sometimes, you know, we need to practice that in our lives. And when not to get too woo woo-y here, but if you practice morning affirmations or morning manifestations, where any doesn't have to be morning, when you practice those, you know, you need to give, as Ian shared, you know, the power of gratitude in your life, and you need to be grateful for both the present and the future. And when you give gratitude to the things that will come to pass, that is a powerful, powerful piece. And everyone who knows of Anthony Robbins or Tony Robbins knows that when you do manifestations or affirmations, you do it the right way. And you've got to do it big. You've got to get big and powerful in front of that mirror. And you got to say, thank you for being the person you are today. Thank you. And you really make it an emotional experience, a physical endeavor. That's the wrong word. Endeavor means like endurance and whatever, but you know what I mean. For lack of better description, it's definitely something where you want to express so that it becomes an event. It becomes a something that you get to remember that you've done, said, and felt. Any other thoughts on that? And we can kind of transfer the conversations over a little bit more to receptivity. But what are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I know for myself that it's so true that you gotta, like Tony Robbins does, he always does his like massive claps whenever he's trying to get hyped up. And I think his routine beforehand, he's just like always pounding his chest like a great ape, not calling him a great ape, right? But just like always pounding his chest, pumping himself up, because he knows a crucial law is that in order to change your mental state, you got to change your physical state. And I'll wrap this over to the value of receiving, because John, I'm with you. I can't say the value of receiving. That's what I'm going to stick with. Is that, think about when you're sad or when you're not in a good mood. You're usually not standing up straight, standing tall. You don't have your arms out. You're not doing massive moving gestures. You're usually slumped over. You're usually in a cocoon of folding your arms or crossing your legs or whatever it may be, something that makes it very easy and comfortable for your body to remain in. That usually puts out the feelings of comfortability, staying there. It could lead to sadness, maybe even anger or things like that. But when you want to change that mental state, you change your physical state. So if you stand up as quick as you can, you start moving your body. Anyone who exercises knows that after a good workout, even if the workout is super hard, at the end, you feel great. And that's because of that physical state change. And so putting that with the gift of receiving, John, I love your idea of not simply just using your word and saying, thank you for the gift. Just being like, thank you so much. I received that. Use your body. Use everything. I know that recently I got a gift from one of my family members. And I was so excited for it that they said, hey, Willie, here's this. And I was so excited. I started like jumping up and down, doing like little jogs in the air, like a little kid on Christmas. And I could simply tell that they felt the gratitude from that. It wasn't the big like hands to the heart or anything, but just me being so giddy and moving my body, they felt even more how grateful I was for the gift and receiving it. And they felt so much better giving. And how fun, how crazy is that? That as we learn, you know, through the whole book, it's the first four is all about giving, but then that fifth one is receiving. When we take Ian's perspective of receiving being a gift of receiving, of thinking of it as the ability to receive it as a from being a gift, it just again makes that full circle of that amplification of moving through that giving sequence. So I'm with you guys on moving your body to change your mental state, change your physical state, because that just amplifies and increases our ability to give and to, more importantly, as we're talking about, to receive.
I love that. And if I can just throw in, I think something that comes out of it is just being aware. Make sure you're aware that you're receiving and have gratitude. And, you know, the hand motions, the grabbing your heart, they take you out of your complacency in your own mind and make you aware of what's going on. And along with that, just anything that makes you think about that? Instead of being complacent, be aware of the situation. You know, I've been on planes a couple times lately, and they all seem to say the same thing at the end of the flight when you land. We know you have lots of choices who you fly with, and we're grateful you've chosen us. And that little bit longer thing they say means so much more than thanks for sitting on here while we moved. You know, it means something more. So making ourselves aware, and I'll throw one more idea in there. You know, I tried to donate to charity. So anytime I receive money, if I'm working, I get a commission, I make a sale, I know I'm going to donate a part of that to a charity. If I stop and say, I'm grateful that this person has trusted me so that I can help someone else. And it, again, it's awareness. It makes me realize that it's not all just me getting, but it's me receiving so that I can turn around and give more. And the more we're aware of it, I think it helps us just to be in the right spirit of not selfishness, but understanding that unless we receive, we can't give. And it's all positive. So.
Yeah. And as we bring this conversation to a close, our goal is to keep these under 30 minutes for our listeners to get more information at bite-sized sound bites. But I want to just compliment the whole conversation and just say that, wow. Yeah. When you read the book, The Go-Giver, there's a moment where Joe has to break bad news to, I think her name was, I forget her name, Claire. And he has to break bad news to Claire. But with the attitude of gratitude, as Ian shared earlier, the attitude of gratitude really like set the conversation up for a win-win-win in many ways. He was going to tell Claire that he was actually going to be giving the project request to her competition rather than give it to her. But he started the conversation with, thank you for taking the time to see me. And he was very intentional about those words. And Claire was like taken back. She's like, why are you thanking me? Like I know what this is all about. You're going to tell me that I didn't get the job. Right. And, which by leading with gratitude, explaining himself, and then opening up that channel of communication, it actually led to more opportunities for Claire to receive. And, I think that's so cool because when we close ourselves off, when we close ourselves off to receiving, And we just do the bare minimum, like thank you or whatever. We just use words, but we don't really like take it all in. And if we don't lead with gratitude, we miss out on an opportunity to receive even more, especially in the face of rejection, in the face of something that didn't go our way, or in the face of negativity. When you can quickly be expressive about how you receive, even when it comes to the bad news, you will begin to see a new light of giving that is something that almost people like don't understand. Somebody once told me, a mentor of mine actually, they once said something, and it was very critical information. It was like, you know, John, you didn't really come across what we were trying to portray in that moment. And immediately I thought about it and I smiled and I said, yeah, thank you. And I remember them kind of like being taken back and saying like, well, that's an inappropriate response to what I just shared with you. And I said, no, it's not. And they said, well, most people would be mad. And I said, well, I'm not mad. I'm actually really grateful, because had you not said that, I don't think I would have been able to see it myself. And this gives me an opportunity to reflect. And that dialogue led to a, wow, that's a much more mature response and take on how to be a better receiver. And so the law of receptivity, or receiving, for me is all about that intention, that focus, that moment. So even in the eyes of negativity or rejection or whatever you might call it, when you express and be that go-giver and communicate the receptivity of what you're gaining in that moment, you become the type of person, the silver lining kind of people that take in and really, really focus on the positive, powerful things that will make them bigger. And that will make you a better receiver. I wanted to share that. I know that you guys probably have some things to share about that. So we'll take some final comments and then we'll wrap up the show. But anyone want to comment or say anything on that? Or you don't have to, or you can add anything else that you had prepared or planned or written down as well. But what are your final thoughts?
Well, I'll jump in because you just opened up a whole nother 30-minute idea for me. So I'll just let people think about it in the back of their mind. We talked about receiving compliments, receiving awards, rewards, compensation, all of these things. And then you just threw out the idea of how do we receive bad news? How do we receive disappointments? And those as well, and how we receive them says a lot about our own character. So I'll let people think about what their character is, but I'll share a little thought I have in the back of my mind that I keep. If I get up in the middle of the night and I'm walking over to the bathroom and I stub my big toe on the chair leg walking over there, I've learned instead of to say, rah, 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 to say, I am so glad that wasn't my little toe, because that would have been so much worse. Can we take a negative bad thing like Claire and say, well, I'm grateful that I'm with someone who cared about me to say no to me, someone that took the time, someone that appreciated me enough, even though I didn't get it. And yes, she got something good later on, but before she knew that was coming, she learned to receive a rejection and be grateful for the positive aspects within that. And I think it's more that we look for ways to be grateful in the good and the bad, we get happier. So I'll just leave it with the happiness idea.
Yeah, I love that. Makes us happier, for sure. The final thought I had to add on to John and Ian and your wonderful thoughts is that it's hard to be grateful for the bad things that happen to us. But if we are willing to receive it, it turns tenfold. And one of the things that comes out of it is courage. You can tell when people are courageous, and I'm trying to figure out the other word for it. It's not courage. It also starts with a C. Confidence. There we go. There's the confidence that comes for when we're grateful for things that are good, but even more when we're grateful for things that are bad. I can tell that John, just from his little story, that he is very confident in himself because he is able to receive that in knowing that he can improve from it. Like his mentor saying, a lot of other people would get angry on it. Well, you know, that's on them, but they don't have that confidence that John was able to share and that so many others are able to give out when receiving bad compliments, bad, it could even be like bad referrals, bad business, whatever may come. So there's also a little extra bit of confidence that comes from that extra outstanding level of leveling up to the degree where instead of simply being grateful for the good things that happen, being able to also be grateful for the bad things. That confidence comes through obviously experience, but experiencing also that bad that comes.
And last but not least, if you can be grateful for the bad things, then you can also be grateful and by being grateful, you are open to receiving. The scalability of what it is that you're receiving, meaning whether it be small or whether it be grand, you can receive all. Because we practice this, we know this very well. In fact, I will go as far to say, because of that confidence you mentioned, Willie, I will be as bold enough to say that we practice this a little bit more than the average. And not to toot our own horn, but to say, as people who participate very regularly in the mastermind methodologies at our Champion Circle meetings, we get into the habit of saying thank you to everyone's counsel, to everybody's information. And I will admit, sometimes there's some information that's very helpful, and sometimes there's information that's not as helpful. On the scalability of helpfulness, it's on the minimal side. And that's not rude. It's just plain and simple. But even being grateful for that is important, because at the end of our masterminds, we always make a declaration. And we always say, based on the information that you've received today and the conversation shared, what do you feel inspired to take action? And a lot of times, just by participating, just by pouring into the conversation and providing counsel, and you being open to receiving, no matter what the scalability of that counsel is, just by saying thank you and being open to that will generate an even more conclusive response in how you give your declaration. And whether it was helpful or you've already read it or anything else, by gratitude and by sharing and by receiving, that power comes to you in the form of receiving by being open. And I love that. And I wanted to kind of bring that to a beautiful wrapping end on this discussion. And I want to thank you all for your intentionality behind what you shared. And I think that this really brings into perspective the power of reception. So go out there and be a bunch of go receivers, but also be go givers, because the more you give, the more opportunity you will have to receive. I've thoroughly enjoyed reviewing and conversing and masterminding, as Willie put it earlier, about this book, The Go Giver. And on episode one, I shared my personal experience with Bob. And I feel like, even though I have a personal experience and conversation with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob Berg, I feel like by reading this book and opening your heart to its teachings, you can too also have those personal experiences and really just grow your ability to make an impact in your life and others' lives as well. And so I want to say thank you, everybody, and we'll bring this episode to a close, and we'll make an announcement about the next book coming up soon. And we appreciate you joining us. If you have any questions or feedback, or want to touch on maybe a topic or an area that we glanced over or didn't touch in any one of our conversations, give us a shout by sending us an email to info@mychampioncircle.com. That's the best way to do it. Or you can send an email to team@mychampioncircle.com. Either way, don't get confused. Just send us an email, and we'll definitely discuss, and we'll want to discuss the topic and the information, and we'll even bring it up on the air. So thank you so much. And with all that being said, this has been another great episode of Champion Reads. See you guys.